Mr. Gardner soon wrote again to his brother. To Mr. Bennett's acknowledgements, he briefly replied, with assurance of his eagerness to promote the welfare of any of his family, and concluded with entreaties that the subject might never be mentioned to him again. The principal purport of his letter was to inform them that Mr. Wickham had resolved on quitting the militia. "It was greatly my wish that he should do so," he added, "as soon as his marriage was fixed on, and I think you will agree with me in considering the removal from the corps as highly advisable, both on his account and my niece's. It is Mr. Wickham's intention to go into the regulars and among his former friends. There are still some who are able and willing to assist him in the army. He has the promise of an insignia in General's regiment, now quartered in the north. It is an advantage to have it so far from this part of the kingdom. He promises fairly, and I hope among different people, where they may each have a character to preserve, they will both be more prudent. I have written to Colonel Forster to inform him of our present arrangements, and to request that he will satisfy the various creditors of Mr. Wickham in and near Brighton, with assurances of speedy payment, for which I have pledged myself. And will you give yourself the trouble of carrying similar assurances to his creditors in Meryton, of whom I shall subjoin a list according to his information? He has given in all his debts. I hope at least he has not deceived us. Haggerston has our directions, and all will be completed in a week. They will then join his regiment unless they are first invited to Longbourn. And I understand from Mrs. Gardner that my niece is very desirous of seeing you all before she leaves the South. She is well and begs to be dutifully remembered to you and your mother. Yours, etc. E. Gardner."